This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I busted open a protein bar in the break. Now I'm just forcing myself to eat the whole thing here. I'm a little hungry. This is disgusting. You don't want to hear me eating this. I just shoved the whole protein bar in my mouth, folks. I can eat 10 more. That's the chocolate peanut butter protein bar at InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like I just had a chocolate sin. I feel like I just ate a double fudge brownie. Man, you could break that up and put it on ice cream. I mean, that's like a, it's just the best brownie. All right, here's what we're going to do here. This story comes out of San Francisco. And I just want to roll the whole report here. Now, I don't want to come on air and say what we're all thinking after we see this video. So I'm just going to play the video and let you decide. Here is the next claimed hate crime against a liberal by a Trump supporter. This story comes out of San Francisco.
Imagine getting a call saying that your home was egged. That's exactly what happened to the San Francisco resident who prefers not to be identified.
I kind of felt like the eggs was, you know, he's kind of gone a little too far with that.
Let's rewind to 3 months ago when the targeting began. First, he got this letter in the mail.
And told me to, I better remove the sign or face the consequences. And it was signed MAGA, Make America Great Again.
The sign on his second floor balcony, it's a political one that reads, impeach Trump.
Pause it right there. Pause it right there, because you got to break this down in minute by minute. Did you notice that the letter coming from some anonymous source who obviously doesn't know this individual had his name on it? Folks, they can't even fake a hate crime anymore. I mean, they do it, but like, how do you think that guy knew his name? This guy. No wonder he didn't want to file a police report. Yeah. Egg on your face. But no, I'm not judging it. Go back to the report.
Sign on his second floor balcony. It's a political one that reads, impeach Trump.
Then 2 weeks ago, I got a second handwritten note on the door.
Now pause it here again. If somebody is egging you and targeting you for political messages, do they really write notes like that? Do they really write notes like the one previously? No. This is... I'm not supposed to be judging this right now. But, I mean, can I help where my instincts go on this now? I mean, this is even more ridiculous than Smollett. Continue the clip.
Note on the door that was... a little more disturbing, it said...
Who does this? What is that?
An obscene gesture.
The homeowner decided to post a photo of the suspect on the app next door, hoping that someone would identify him. But what he actually found were allies.
I just live across the street, and I'm fully supportive of his signs.
Sarah is not only supporting her neighbor with words, she decided to buy signs of her own.
He's not going to come, hopefully, you know, after everyone. So I think there's strength in numbers.
Now, after all this,
interesting.
Is this
now does the
to take down his sign? Well, the answer is no.
I have no intention of taking the sign down.
You can still smell the eggs that were thrown at this property.
You can still smell the eggs.
They tell us they cannot investigate this case yet.
You can still smell the eggs, she says. What the hell does that even mean? Smell the eggs? Does an uncooked egg, I mean, what, does the guy not clean his place when he's just got raw eggs just rotting out in his place? This guy sounds like a bum. No, guys, this is it. This is clearly legitimate. I mean, let's call what it is, folks. This is clearly legitimate. This man who refuses to give his identity, who somehow this assailant knew his name, who refuses to turn this into the police, who only wants to talk to media, who has handwritten letters and artistic drawings posted on his door, and just a random shot of some guy walking by his house. This is clearly legitimate, folks. We've got the proof. The next big hate crime by a Trump supporter in San Francisco. We've got it. Oh, my gosh.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, an alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Wars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to marry stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby out of the incubator. Left the children to die on its own.
This is a national security imperative.
We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance that lasts? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Stuart Rhodes now joins me in studio. We may also be hearing from Alex shortly. He has landed back in town. He actually jumped out of the airplane, broke through the ceiling here in studio. So we're going to have to fix that now. But, Stuart, we were having a laugh in the break about that last video we played of that, you know, I don't even know what you want to call that. And, you know, we're sitting here laughing because, quite frankly, it's ridiculous. I mean, this woman, this reporter's like, you can still smell the eggs. There was like two eggs sitting on the doorstep. How can you even smell the eggs?
When
the feces at your feet is probably overwhelming in San Francisco. But, yeah, it's like, oh, this guy won't talk to police. He remains anonymous. You saw the notes that allegedly were left on his door. I mean, I've never seen a note left like that for someone that's trying to engage in some political hate crime or whatever. So we're sitting here laughing at how ridiculous it's become, how lazy their fake things have become, even how obvious they've become. But, you know, it's almost like sad that we're laughing at this. I mean, these people are trying to start a race war. They're trying to start a civil war. They're just straight up liars.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and we just laugh about it because, like, we don't even know what else to do at this point. I mean, what else can we do? If we're not going to walk up to them and punch them in the mouth, which is not what we want to do. Maybe some people want to do that. Not suggesting that. So it's like, what can we do other than just laugh at how hysterical these people have become?
Well, ridicule is a good counterattack, right? That's straight out of their
public humiliation.
Sure. Yeah, it works.
You know, our version of putting them in the stocks and throwing tomatoes at him is to laugh at him. That's the best response.
Yeah, I think that is kind of what this boils down to. It's just like, look, if you're going to fake a hate crime against yourself and you're going to do it so lazily that you write your... Clearly, I mean, how does this person know his name? He wrote his damn name on the note! I mean, like, what? And, of course, they blur it out because the guy wants to remain anonymous.
Well, he's smart, though. He's not reporting it to the cops, right?
So he's smarter than Smollett.
Right. So yeah. he can't be accused of a crime,
right?
A false police report.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's smart in that sense.
So he's a little smarter than Smollett in that he's not going to the police, so he can't get charged with the crime. But I think he might be dumber than Smollett. I mean, Smollett is now being investigated for potential mail fraud, though.
Right, he is. FBI is looking into it, and I think it's a good thing. And they could take that investigation, and I hope that Trump will take his new attorney general and instruct him to look into who else might have been involved in that mail fraud conspiracy.
Well, and what I hope is Smollett, I don't think this ends at Smollett. I mean, there's way too many Democrat involvement here. He's way too in deep with Democrats. I mean, he was the actor of the year, okay? So I don't think this ends with Smollett. And quite frankly, I don't think Smollett is the kind of guy that's willing to fall on the sword. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he has those cojones.
He'll roll over.
That's what I would guess.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like the kind of guy that has a spine.
No, I think he'll roll over. And that's why Trump should have a DOJ appoint a special investigator.
Yeah.
You know, turn the tables on them. Let's get our version of Mueller, whatever that would be, and turn him loose to go find out how deep the conspiracy goes, right?
Well, and, you know, guys, find out where is Smollett originally from? I doubt he was originally from Chicago. I highly doubt that because he would know better if he was. My guess is he's probably an L.A. implant or something like that. Because let me tell you, I mean, I'm sure you know plenty of people in Chicago. I know people in Chicago. I know law enforcement, others, but they don't take bull crap. They don't have time for bull crap. They got serious stuff to deal with.
Right, like the investigator said, it's shame. But what troubles me, though, is after saying it's shameless what he did and all the resources that were wasted, it looks like they get a little mafia slap on the wrist. And they shouldn't do that.
Yeah, he's from Santa Rosa, California. Big shock. Yeah, who could have seen that? So here's this Californian, thespian who goes to Chicago and thinks he can take advantage of Chicago like this with some L.A. tactic. No, bruh. No, not in Chicago. I think the Chicago Police Department did an unbelievable job. The detectives, unbelievable. The FBI, I really salute all of them because you know this was not something that was probably fun for them. And they probably didn't sleep for about 3 days to track down the facts for the story.
Yeah, I mean, going from one camera to the next and interviewing taxi drivers, and they went through an incredible, you know, amount of effort to trace all this down, and they did a great job. But what I'm concerned about and frustrated is this indicator that they might just let him off the hook.
Yeah, I think that there needs to be a new precedent given recent events. If you're going to charge someone falsely with rape, then you need to face maybe not the full sentence, but you should face something. That, I mean, you were going to potentially put someone in jail for rape. That could be a whole life in jail. But you got to face something with this hate crime hoax. I mean, who knows whatever the punishment is for somebody that commits a hate crime like this. Jussie Smollett should be looking at that. He should be facing jail time.
Well, he's guilty. I mean, multiple offenses of lying to investigators. Each one of those is a separate offense, as Judge Napolitano pointed out on Fox News. Pretty good interview. But each one of them can be compounded, so 10, 15 years in jail. Who knows how many times he lied to the investigators.
Plus the mail fraud that they're looking into
now. That's a federal offense. So you got a separate track for the federal offense. That could be 10 years in prison.
So he could be facing multiple felonies here.
Well, he is facing multiple felonies. One at the state level and then one potentially at the federal level, absolutely. But the question is will the prosecutors in Chicago, for whatever political reasons, roll over and not prosecute him? My guess is yes, they will. They'll roll over. That's why the feds have got to go after it.
Well, it's actually, I don't know how many people picked up on this during the press conference, but you could tell between, I believe that was the chief of police talking, I believe it's Eddie Jackson, I think, and you could tell when they brought up the prosecutors, there's a little bit of bitterness there. Because he kind of said, you know, we need to have a good relationship with the prosecutors, and we did this time, But it sounded like, you know, sounded like there was a bit of a rub there to me. And I don't know if the crew can go back and find that exact audio. It's okay if you can't, guys. But to me, that means like they're like, okay, because the chief of police is probably, like you said, he's not going to be the one that decides what the punishment for this is. He's done his job. The detectives did their job. And so now it's looking at the prosecutors to say, okay, well, what is the punishment going to be here, or the FBI to finish the investigation. But it sounds to me like they're thinking, like, the prosecutor's probably just going to let this guy off. Because that's kind of the vibe I got. That feels like the vibe you're getting.
Well, I mean, all I know is what I heard in the press conference, and that's a bad indicator. You know, they asked, the chief of police was asked what should be the remedy here. Well, an apology.
Or what would be justice.
Right, the apology and then fines. No, jail time.
Yeah, I say jail time.
Yeah, absolutely. If you or I did this, we'd be in jail. You know, throw away the key.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's people that have gone to jail for far less. I mean, just look at what our own Roger Stone has had to deal with, and he didn't do anything. All he did was get caught up in a fake investigation that's trying to target Donald Trump, and had some rogue prosecutors, you know, tell him that, oh, you said you had 3 ounces of a ham sandwich on Tuesday. You said two.
Right. Or Martha Stewart. She spent time.
Yeah.
She did time. About 6 months, right? I believe it was.
I don't know what justice for Smollett really would be. Like I said, whatever the punishment would have been if it were a real hate crime against him, whatever the punishment would have been for the individuals responsible for that, I think that's the punishment that you would look at here, because that's how you can protect real victims of hate crime and real victims of rape.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote.
1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Rhodes from oathkeepers.org is in studio with me here today. We're discussing what Jussie Smollett's future could entail. Right now, though, he could potentially be facing 3 years in prison and being forced to repay the cost of the Chicago Police Department investigation. And we're kind of discussing some of the legal precedents here and politics potentially involved. But, you know, I just actually was thinking, the only legal precedent that I know of, and I'm sure there are others out there, in fact, maybe we just, like, open up the phone line to lawyers. Maybe we should do that. Maybe that's what we should do. In fact, that's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone line, and I specifically want to hear from lawyers on this question. Are there any cases that set a precedent for what Jussie Smollett did, other than the Tawana Browley case, where she was forced to pay fines at the time, I believe it was $146,000. Sharpton paid off his $65,000 fine. But Browley's fines, never paid, are now reaching, last reported, over $400,000. So I don't know if there's any other precedent, but I'm serious, guys. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX. I specifically want lawyers to call in who can talk about if there's any precedent case here that we could look at for what Jussie Smollett might have to deal with. Now, his bail has been set at $100,000. He'll probably pay that easily and get out.
Well, filing a false police report is a crime across the nation. Every local jurisdiction has it on the books. And that's what he did, but they're not...
And mail fraud.
They're not charging him with that. They're charging him with disorderly conduct, right?
So No. He got hit with filing a false police report.
He did.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And disorderly conduct.
So that's the appropriate charge. Right.
Yes.
And so that happens all the time. That happens all across the country. I'm sure you get plenty of phone calls back about
but
that.
But this is... I mean, but I don't feel that you can say... I mean, filing a false police report is one thing. He made a national case out of it. I mean, that has to be considered. Now, if the prosecutors are dyed-in-the-wool liberals, which in Chicago we kind of expect them to be, and I think that's why the police force was kind of, you know, a little hesitant to talk about the PAs in this situation, I mean, that has to be considered to me. If I'm a judge, if I'm a prosecuting attorney, I say, look, you made a national story out of this. You went on national TV. You made the entire city of Chicago look bad. You made it a political deal. To me, that has to be weighed.
Well, sure, and that goes into how aggressively you prosecute him. And like what Paula Thomas said on Fox News, they could go after him for each and every time he lied to the police. Each incident is a separate charge and stack them all up. He could be found guilty of like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 charges.
And that's why his lawyers eventually told him to stop talking to the police.
Right, because he's compounding his exposure to criminal charges. So, and that's what you should do. Make him guilty, prosecute him, and then jury finds him guilty of each of those charges, like 7, 8 accounts of falsifying.
And you know there's probably at least 4 or 5 times that he did it. I mean, who knows how many, but you know he had to do it. Because the police even said, you know, he kept saying this, and he did that. So we're going to find out. But I'm serious. I'm going to see if there's any lawyers, specifically lawyers, that can call in and discuss the precedent here that Jussie Smollett may be looking at. They're saying 3 years in prison, $100,000 bail set. But I think the national case and the politics involved in this needs to be weighed more than just an average false police report. Alex Jones.
Well, again, I'm not ready to go live with this yet, but folks know I have some sources, and they're just inside the government. They just said for over a week this has been looked at as the DNC involved and Obama egging him on the Chicago machine. That's why they first offended him. And so just look for that next shoe to drop next, because obviously that's why he was so arrogant at first. So how big is that if this comes out that they were involved? It's a huge deal. Plus, people are learning about false flags now. The thing they're so scared we talk about false flags is they want to stage more of these and never have us question them.
And that's, you know, it comes down to prosecuting attorneys and people if they're willing to actually go after this corrupt group of criminals. With Democrats at the top of it, Obama, Schiff, Kamala Harris, they were all involved with Smollett people, all of them. All right, is Bobby in Kentucky a lawyer that wants to call in on this, guys? Okay, I specifically want to hear from lawyers. So it's okay. If it's not a lawyer, just don't even take it.
The letter that he sent to himself is the golden, you know, arrow. You can use that letter to open a federal investigation into a nationwide investigation into who else he talked to, and now it's in the hands of the DOJ, not a potentially corrupt local prosecutor.
And how can you who buys the excuse that he wanted more money? I mean, I've heard reports that he was making up to $65,000 an episode. Empire, I think, has been on for 5 seasons. I was looking into this. The guy's easily made millions of dollars,
right,
in acting in this show. So, I mean, really? Like, so now, and if he wants to admit to that, now he's got to come out and be like, wow, I'm so oppressed in America, millions of dollars isn't enough for me.
I think he had ambition, and I think he was also a foot soldier for the shadow government, the deep state.
Well, again, the evidence, the circumstantial evidence is there. The guy went to dozens of Democrat rallies, good friends with Obama, good friends with Kamala Harris, good friends with Adam Schiff, constantly doing these things. We do have a police officer that's called in, so we'll take a police officer's call. He could maybe enlighten us a little bit. Jason, that's right, don't worry about his location. We got Jason calling in from America, a police officer that wants to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, as an investigator, when we take statements, whether they're suspect statements, complainant, or victim statements, we always attach a perjury clause to it, and that they understand whatever statement they're making is true and correct, and if they purposely lie on it, they can be held for perjury, which is a third-degree felony offense.
So what is that? So what does that mean for Smollett? Let's say that they did say, you know, you realize that you're essentially under oath here. You know, tell us the truth, and if you don't, you could be facing perjury. Let's say he lied to them on three different occasions. What could potentially be the punishment for that?
Well, each incident, it is a separate crime offense. Each instance is a separate offense on its own. Each statement that he made that was that he knew that was false is a perjury, and it carries a felony offense. Now, a lot of the prosecutors are not going to stack charges per se because, they may use it as a plea bargain. Hey, we'll dismiss these charges if you plead to this one, you know, avoid the whole courtroom scene, but.
So let me ask you this. So where does the burden fall to place those charges? Is that on the police, or is that on the prosecutors, or on the detectives, or where does that burden fall?
Well, the burden falls on the state, the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. The burden of proof to prove that he made a false statement, knowing that it was false.
But do the prosecutors have to be actively seeking those charges?
Yeah, it's ultimately the prosecutor that the ones that choose what charges they're going to present, which ones they're going to go after for conviction. They're the ones that choose that. It's not the police department. The police department may suggest what charges that they would like to file, but it's ultimately up to the prosecutor which ones that they think that they can prove easily and which ones they have the most evidence on.
And in this case, I think, and I'm not speaking for the Chicago Police Department here, folks, but to me it looked like they had a bit of a hesitation when they talked about the prosecutors in this deal. And then maybe we look into it. I mean, George Soros funded millions and millions of dollars getting prosecutors in major cities like Philadelphia and Chicago. Now, the original one recused herself, so that could be big.
by Bounce. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Every second matters in this broadcast. I'm talking over the liner. We've got William Gein from Alipack.us now joining us. Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers.org in studio. We're breaking all of this down. What is going to come of this Smollett thing? And here's the thing. We're not sitting here obsessing over Smollett because he's a Hollywood actor or because we're going along with the mainstream news trends. It's because we recognize that this could be the card that is pulled out from the House of Cards that makes the whole thing crumble. We already know Democrats engaged in provocateur events. They got caught by Project Veritas. We already know they stage hate crimes. Dozens have been exposed in the last 2 years. It goes all the way back to Tawana Brawley. So we got a lawyer called in from Chicago, John. We're going to go to in a second. But first, William Guillen joins us. He's just joining us right now. William, what is your take on the recent developments here?
What, with the Smollett case?
Yes.
There? Well, you know, I was on a couple of days back about the fakehatecrimes.org website, which the mornings, Monday morning, was the first of the news cycle to begin after the Smollett case fell apart and really became exposed for the false flag attempt to create a race war that it was. And fakehatecrimes.org, I don't even know who runs the site, but they've got over 349 different stories up there. And, of course, the more recent ones like the Covington case, the one that InfoWars talked a lot about, the attempt to pin the shooting of a 7-year-old black girl in Houston on white supremacists. And what people need to realize is not only is the left-slash-media corporate complex running from one false flag hate crime to the next, but beyond that, what the media is doing on a regular basis, what Hollywood is doing with movies on a regular basis, what the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Defamation League are doing on a regular basis is the exact same tactic. They're trying to invert reality and make it look like Americans, predominantly Americans who are constitutionalist or loyal to or of European descent, are the most violent, dangerous, problematic, enslaving, wife-beating, Indian-killing people on the planet. By the stats, we're amongst the safest next to some of the folks in Asia when it comes to actual crime stats. And if you're looking for crime statistics and violent crime and who's actually dangerous, it's illegal immigrants and people coming from third world.
But the reason why it's key to point that out is because the reason why they stage these hate crimes is because they have to stage them. They have to manufacture them to try to perpetuate this narrative that doesn't actually exist in America. Now, John is a lawyer from Chicago. I want to take his call, but I want to explain something here real quick about Chicago. Chicago is a very proud city. I'm from St. Louis. Chicago is a sister city. I travel to Chicago a lot of times. I have a lot of great friends and family in Chicago. I love Chicago. Let me tell you something. When Californians like Jussie Smollett come up into Chicago and think that they can run amok in that city, some punk ass from Santa Rosa, California, some Hollywood actor thinks he can come up in Chicago and try to destroy that city? Uh-uh. And I hope the city of Chicago stands united against this scumbag. But let's go to John, a lawyer in Chicago, to get his take on this. John, what do you think is going to be Jussie Smollett's ultimate punishment here, or do you think he'll get off easy?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a former prosecutor, and let me give you a little bit of background on what he's going to go through. He's going to be arraigned on one count. They generally bring one count as a preliminary charge to get him into the system. He'll be arraigned on that one count. He'll enter a plea and not guilty. It's pretty standard. It's a pretty standard procedure. They'll set it out for a preliminary hearing, which he's entitled to, or they'll send it to the grand jury to come back and return the felony counts. And at that time, they will add additional counts if they decide to. Mostly, the Cook County prosecutors, felony prosecutors, would love to try this guy. They're all very aggressive. They would like nothing more than to go after him. So the frontline prosecutors want to go after this guy. The question is, will Kim Fox's supervisors allow them to add the additional counts of potentially perjury for lying to the police and any other statutory counts that they can throw in there? They generally try to throw as many as they can in there. A preliminary hearing would require the police officer to testify briefly in front of the judge to make sure they got the right defendant, that there's enough evidence to hold over for trial. Generally, that would be kind of a media mess. So I think they'll go before the grand jury, put a little bit of evidence on, and then go ahead and issue a grand jury indictment on various counts. Interestingly, though, they did take those witnesses and get them in front of the grand jury quickly and get them under oath so they can't change their stories later. That's why they will take those witnesses in front of the grand jury, so that they will be locked in and they can't change their testimony. That means, you know, the prosecutors are pretty aggressive. The real question is, will Kim Fox let her superiors? She did recuse herself for whatever reason. Will they let the superiors file additional felony counts? Now, regarding the regarding whether or not you think this is going to go away, I don't like the fact that they charged with disorderly conduct right off the bat as a felony.
Yeah.
Probably, I'd have to look at the statute again, probably a class four, which is the lowest felony you can charge.
Which feels like an opening for a plea bargain.
Right, and you're looking at a misdemeanor. You're looking at a good lawyer. And I'm a criminal defense lawyer, part of my practice is right now. I would be trying to get that reduced to a misdemeanor disorderly conduct, mm-hmm. with some restitution and possibly some counseling, maybe mental, mental counseling. And they're going to try to put some air and some time under this one and air this thing out so that the media gets off of this. And then eventually a lawyer will come in, work something out with a prosecutor, and you can expect this, in my opinion, to get reduced to a misdemeanor. And that's, if he's got no background, a judge would have to consider it. But it doesn't minimize what he did. It's just that they have a choice. They can go heavy on him, or they can let this thing sit, kick around for a while, and then they could turn around and let him reduce it to a misdemeanor. They might even give him supervision where it's not even a conviction on his record, some restitution. There are civil penalties for causing, the government to expend, emergency funds to run these things down. And so that's not dissimilar to the situation out in California with Toronto Broadway. So that's it in a nutshell right there.
Final question. Let me just ask you one more question before we get you off here. And thank you so much for calling in. How much impact does it have on the prosecutors that Jussie made this such a national story?
Well, the rank and file trial prosecutors down to 26 in California, they love publicity cases, and they like hammering people like him, I'm telling you. They've done it to, Congressman Mel Reynolds. I mean, they got no problem locking these people up. It's just a question of whether or not they're going to have a bit in their mouth and they're going to be allowed to do it, or they're going to be told to let this one stretch out. And when no one's paying attention in 12 months, mm-hmm. it goes away or gets reduced. It's really just a question. That's what we have to be watching out for.
Yeah, and
which
looks like
directions the prosecutor going in.
Yeah, and there's already stories that are kind of surfacing now that whether they're attempting to distract from this case or not, they could eventually do that. John, thank you so much for calling in today, and your the great information you just imparted on our audience here. That's just, the InfoWars audience is just incredible, folks. I asked for a lawyer to call in. I get one in 10 minutes, probably like one of the best callers you can even ask for.
From Chicago, former prosecutor.
From Chicago, who just laid out all the facts. Thank you so much, John. God bless you. Stuart, your response.
No, I think he's right. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw the first charge. A misdemeanor, what's in the future for that? But I'm glad they tacked on a second charge of, filing a false police report. So hopefully there'll be even more to it than that, but he's probably right.
And what did you think?
It out for months, and then later on, it'll be a dismissal.
And remember, we were kind of like tongue in cheek, kind of joking, like, oh, they'll plead insanity, but maybe that's where they go.
Yeah, I think that's the only real defense if he's hammered is to say, hey, look, I've got problems, I'm substance abuse or whatever it is, but I'll agree to counseling. I'm basically mentally ill. Yeah.
Let's get William Gein. Quick 30 seconds, William. We'll get more from you on the other side. What's your response?
I really hope the legal professional rise to this. I'm no attorney, but I could certainly use one to sue my detractors that are doing something similar to what Smollett just tried to do to all Trump supporters. Is there such a thing as a class action defamation suit? We know there are people out there who were harmed probably in reaction, physically harmed by people who were operating off of this false information about MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters, yelling MAGA slogans while beating Jussie Smollett. There should be some type of lawsuit somewhere that could be filed by people against Smollett, and if Smollett's employer wants to keep him on board, if they want to stand by him, because last report I saw was Fox was saying 2 days ago they're standing
by
him.
But that's what I'm saying. This could have become a national issue.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs.
After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show. We've been covering Jussie Smollett, and the details will continue to emerge there. So much to get to. I didn't even have time. They're already claiming that Russians are meddling in the 2020 campaign. They're claiming that Russians are now running Netflix, even though it's all run by leftists. The list just goes on and on and on. Illegal immigrants caught with child porn. Another illegal immigrant raped a 12-year-old girl. Pregnancy centers get $399,000 from California after the state of California forced them to push abortions on people. The list just goes on and on and on. You've got the situation in Venezuela where Bolsonaro just sent in aid to Venezuela. They shut down the border at Venezuela and Brazil. So there's all that developing. And then you've got President Trump praising 5G technology on Twitter today, even saying he wants 6G technology. Yeah, if you want to just zap all of our brains into total mush and cancer, then yeah, let's go for 6G technology. President Trump really missing the boat on that. But William Gein from AllyPack.us is with us. There's a big spending bill. It includes a lot of dangerous amnesty here, William. Break this down.
Well, the president signed a bill on February 15th, the day after Valentine's, and most people remember the day as the day they heard there would be an emergency declaration to build the wall. And so we looked on Facebook and Twitter and saw lots of Trump voters and supporters dancing and gleefully exclaiming, they're getting the wall through an emergency proposal, well, or declaration. What they missed was, or a lot of people missed, was Trump signed into a law that was rushed into law through the budget bill before 99% of Americans, white, black, Democrat, Republican, anybody, could even know what was in the bill. And we need to stop right there because we have broad appeal. All Americans should agree with us when we say that Americans deserve the amount of time to learn what's in legislation, to react to that legislation before it's voted on. Apparently, President Trump does not agree. Neither do most of the the vast majority of Democrats and the subsection of Rhino Republicans that voted for that budget bill to be passed within 24 hours of its release. Inside the bill, there's an amnesty for unaccompanied children or minors that they can't be deported between now and September. Anybody sponsoring one of those can't be deported. Anybody living in a household with one of those can't be deported. Anyone who wants to be a potential sponsor of a UAC, unaccompanied child, can now be waived from America's existing immigration laws because of what Trump signed into law. The bill also doubles H-2B unskilled labor visas. It increased legal immigration. He campaigned specifically on lowering legal immigration levels. He just signed a law to increase legal immigration levels. And there's even a reduction of detention beds that will increase catch and release, increase the number of Americans killed by illegal immigrants. The Angel family, six different Angel parents were in the Oval Office begging him not to sign the bill. He signed the bill. So at this moment, Trump is not responding to us. He's not responding to the Angel parents. He's not responding to the people that he made a lot of promises to win the election so historically in 2016. So next week, we have to be ready because they're already Jared Kushner, who has his offices at 666 Fifth Avenue in New York, is in charge of this. He's Trump's surrogate, Trump's the hand of Trump in this matter. And he's already meeting with big businesses planning to pass another immigration bill, probably before anybody can read it, with more legal immigration increases and more amnesties for illegal immigrants.
Now, this is an unpopular opinion, I think, maybe when it comes to populism. But I think when it comes to common sense and logic, this is not meant to be insensitive. I think we need to look at what we did in 1920 to about 1965, when we pretty much just halted all immigration. And there were reasons for this, economic reasons, et cetera. And I just say, hey, look, this isn't because we don't want immigrants here. We obviously want immigrants here. So many great immigrants have come here and contributed to the society. But we have a national emergency. I mean, there's a national emergency at the southern border. There's a national emergency in the whole country when it comes to illegal immigrants. I mean, we've got probably at least 20, maybe 30 million illegal immigrants in this country right now. And who knows what that's doing to us economically and culturally. We need to address this and get this figured out before we take in another 30 million. Stuart?
Well, yeah, and William, so this woman's point is that that's why Trump was elected. He was elected to put a stop to this pattern that's destructive of our country. And unfortunately, he has signed into law a budget bill, like you said, that creates basically a wide open amnesty. I mean, we're talking about potentially millions of people who are now immune from being deported, including the ones who are already here illegally, right?
Anybody that wants to sponsor a UAC or be a potential sponsor or live in a household, and we would contend that the bill actually will increase child trafficking, which is horrible because the black market value of an unaccompanied illegal alien child just went up through the roof with the signing of this bill. But once again, this was all conducted in secret. It was planned in secrecy. It was rolled out and voted into law in less than 24 hours, signed by the president despite the Angel family's pleas. And now he said at his press conference he wants to move on to broader or larger immigration reform. Well, I've been fighting amnesty bills for 15 years. Immigration reform means they're going to go for passing amnesty for 10-plus million illegal aliens. And if people, especially people who voted for or support Donald Trump or want to see him win in 2020, don't join with us to try to put a stop to this,
I think his chances of winning in 2020 go down. I think the chances of us saving the country, because we may already be crossing a point of no return. There are so many illegal immigrants voting in elections, especially in states like California and Nevada.
Millions
of non-citizens are voting, and millions of non-citizens voted against Trump in 2016, but he hasn't taken care of that campaign promise to get them off of the voter registrations. So if you like Trump or you're upset with Trump, either way, we really like your support at alipac.us, because next, please get on our email alerts, because next week, every single Republican lawmaker that signed that budget bill or voted for it, Trump and the members of the House and the Senate, we've really got to pressure them hard next week and make it very clear to them that we're not going to put up with secret legislation. We need to take this Jesse Smollett case and use that to go after the Soros groups at Right Wing Watch, the ADL, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, who are out there doing Jesse Smollett kind of false flag reporting every single day against good Americans that have no racist intentions.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Everything these people report is Jesse Smollett level. I mean, they say there's no crisis at the southern border. There's damn children being trafficked. I mean, they've complained about children being put in cages. How about children being trafficked for rape and sex? So here's my thing. I can put my politics aside and just kind of be reasonable and think about solutions here. So I would say, okay, look, if we've got 20, 30 million illegal immigrants here, we got to do something about it. We can't deport them all. Not all of them are bad people. Some of them actually want to contribute. So I would say, okay, fine. You want to cut a deal for amnesty? Let's think about this reasonably. And let's say, okay, fine. You want to cut a deal for amnesty? We just made 10 million illegal immigrants. We just gave them a path to citizenship in the next 10 years, per se. Well, then fine. Okay. Stop immigration then. Stop whatever, and however long it takes for 10 million more people to come here, stop immigration for that many years.
That's what Reagan did, right?
But here's the problem. Here's the problem with the deal. Even if you only gave amnesty to 1 million illegals like Reagan did in 86, which caused the current disaster of 22 million, at that point, it becomes numerically impossible for anybody campaigning on the things that Donald Trump did of securing the border and stopping and enforcing our existing immigration laws. It becomes impossible for anyone like that to ever win another national election. And within 10 to 20 years, Democrats take full and permanent monopoly control of the presidency, the Supreme Court, Congress, and the Senate.
This is actually key. Stuart, I want you to break down the history of this, because the theory was if Reagan did this, it would curtail illegal immigration. It did the exact opposite.
Right. It incentivized it. They said, hey, if we go in and stay there long enough, we'll eventually get amnesty, which is going to be reality pretty soon. So, William, what should we be doing right now to stop what you see is coming in the next 2 weeks? And what can Trump do to fix what he just did that was a mistake by signing that budget bill?
Well, right now, the main thing we want to try to pressure Trump on is to not do it again. And that's going to take his own supporters being willing to hold him accountable. If you're an ever-Trumper that's, you know, never going to criticize the president no matter what he says or does, you've already been neutralized in this fight. The Democrats are never going to listen to you. Trump has no reason to listen to you. So the main people who can make a difference here are the people who voted for Trump like I did, who maybe donated to him or volunteered for him like I did, who are going to speak out and organize with groups like Alipac.us or Numbers USA or FAIR. Organize. We need people to organize with the anti-illegal immigration, anti-amnesty groups immediately and to get ready for what's coming next week, because we just got steamrolled. And for 15 years, I've been fighting amnesty and legislation in D.C., and it's been hard-fought battles where shoestring organizations like mine have taken on million-dollar, billion-dollar lobbying efforts, and we've won. We've won every time because the vast majority of Americans, like 80-plus percent, don't want amnesty and are with us. We lost on Friday. But at the hand of Trump, we lost our first amnesty battle. It's going to cost Americans lives. And if we lose the next one, we could lose the war. There is a place where the war is lost, where they have pumped in so many people from around the world with antithetical views of the United States and the indigenous people like us that live here now, that they take control. And there's no peaceful political way left to stop.
And that's why they're all rushing the border right now to come in here, vote illegally, and they want to turn Texas blue. Thank you so much, William Gein, Alipac.us, Stuart Rhodes, OathKeepers.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.